This episode of the Webcomic Beacon is brought to you by Yosh. Yosh is a tale of magic, demons, monsters... Wait, what? That doesn't seem right. Oh, right, here we go. It's a story about cat girls and robot girls and fan service. Okay, that seems more like it. But, oh wait, there's more penguins? Right! Yosh apparently has a bit of everything, and has been going on for over 6 years now, amassing over 1,000 comics since. Check it out at yoshsaga.com.
Now broadcasting the Webcomic Beacon.
Before we start, I need to do the disclaimer, the rare occasion disclaimer. For those of you that may be new to the Webcomic Beacon, this particular show is potentially rated M for mature, as far as the technical definition of mature can be. But
penis.
Though our webcast is normally rated web 13, normally this one should be a little bit more cautioned of who should listen to it. So if you are under 13, you should not be online. If you're under 18, don't be caught listening to this podcast.
There's no one under 18 here. There's no one under 18. Certainly
Sonic
not.
Screwdriver sounds like a new position.
I was speaking to the potential people that would be downloading this podcast.
I understand.
All right.
Possible deniability.
Hello and welcome to episode 158 of the Webcomic Beacon here at webcomicbeacon.com. We are hosted on the Rampage Network, a webcomics hosting and community site at rampagenetwork.com. I'm Fess! Of too many things to list.com. And with me, we have Mark Savory of autumnlake.com. Welcome to the show.
Well, hello there.
We might be having Tanya Higgins later on in the show if she manages to get a connection from Comcast. But hopefully they are working on her internet in the area, giving a higher broadband. So hopefully after they work on that, she'll be back and better than ever, not sounding like a digitized robot dolphin.
With lasers?
With freaking laser beams. This week. It's been a long time since we've had a somewhat adult, very adult themed topic for the Webcomic Beacon, and we are with several members of the ladies created porn site of comic porn site of Filthy Figments, which is at filthyfigments.com. We have first off, in the order of which I have been contacted by them, just to be fair, we have Gina Biggs of Red String.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Hi. Actually, welcome back. You've been on before.
Yes, I remember. That was, you guys were all about not liking romance comics at the time. And I was defending Red String.
Absolutely.
Which was fun.
Yeah, and of course Gina Biggs of The Devil's Panties was there, and she's here now. Welcome to the show, back once again.
Oh wait, what? Sorry,
Jenny.
Wait, Jenny, I said Gina.
The half-naked man brought me eggs.
Jenny Breeden.
I got
yeah.
distracted.
Did I say Whoa. Gina Biggs again?
Yes, you did.
I'm sorry, Jenny Breeden of The Devil's Panties.
Hello, how do you do?
Welcome to the show.
That was so reserved.
She's got a naked man with eggs right now.
I know. There was it's my birthday, so my boyfriend brought me breakfast.
Somebody's connection. Happy birthday.
How's that?
Somebody's connection is about to drop.
Oh. Well, no, we I'm
innuendo.
How old are the people who are listening to this again?
It doesn't matter. You can say anything you want.
No, I'll get in trouble with him if I do.
Okay.
With the half-naked man.
Also back...
Oh, anyway, so yes, I do a webcomic.
Yes, indeed. Also, let's get everybody on the show. We got coming back for, I don't know, is it their third or fourth time? Megan Rose Gedris of Meaty Yogurt is a webcomic she's currently doing. Welcome to the show.
Hello, it's good to be back.
Yay! And Actually, I want to talk to you a bit about meaty yogurt when we come back. I want to get the next person on because I got some questions for you.
Okay.
And we also have she hasn't been on the show before. We have Kitty Hawk, who does Sparkling Generation Valkyrie Yuki. Yay. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Excellent.
I do a comic.
You do a comic. Let's see here. We are going to be talking about Filthy Figments, but first I do want to go over all of your comics, give a little bit about your comic, since it's been a while for some of the people, or maybe we have some new listeners. So I would like to allow everyone to have give some props to their own work. So Gina, if you could tell us, what is this comic Red String that you do?
Oh my goodness. Well, it's all about love and growing up, and it follows three high school students and their adventures into adulthood. And, you know, that's kind of like a very mundane description, but mm-hmm. You can check it out at redstringcomic.com and figure out what it's all about for yourself.
And I do want you to tell the explanation of why the name Red String.
Oh my, okay. So the Japanese and Chinese myth that when two people who are born who are destined to be together, they're attached by an invisible red thread of fate. And as they go through life, the string gets shorter and shorter until the day they meet. And I kind of based the comic on the idea of love with fate versus making your own choices.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
So, yeah.
And I must have gotten the industrial bale of string.
Oh, Mark.
It's pretty long. I'm just saying.
But it'll be worth it in the end.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
In the meantime, you can knit yourself a really fashionable scarf.
I'll find at the end there'll be like a cardboard tube. It'll just be a... just a hollow cardboard tube, like in a paper towel rack.
But you will love that cardboard tube
for
the rest of your life.
You will love.
You will share
the cardboard tube, and I can't even do anything with it.
You can't think of something you can do with a cardboard tube.
Put a lipstick on it.
There's some how-to manuals online.
There's another person I'm supposed to have on the show, and I apologize profusely for missing it. There's just so many people. I need to get Nikki Smith on the show. I have to find her scrolling through the big giant email, trying to find her Skype. But in the meantime, while I'm looking for that, Jenny? You have thedevilspanties.com. Thedevilspanties.com.
I do have them in a drawer somewhere.
And so tell us about The Devil's Panties.
Autobiographical webcomic about conventions, comic shops, and pirates. You know, the usual. It's day to day. I've been doing it since 2001. I think I did like three. I've hit 3,000 comics. It's all, you know, I update it every day. Saturday and Sunday is kind of a cop-out of art and whatnot, say, in the bedroom cartoons, which, ironically, is nothing I've actually said in the bedroom because it's too embarrassing, but it makes my mom and boyfriend very uncomfortable. But, yeah, I it's the weirdness of life. What's the cartoons that I put? Oh, recently, break-in. Boyfriend's house got broken into, and so I did a lot of cartoons of when we heard that it got broken into, we ran back home thinking, oh, God, I haven't backed up my stuff in 6 months. I'm going to lose my entire life's work. And we get there, and the cops are like, oh, well, they just got the flat screen. And I was like, oh, yes! Oh, I'm so sorry, honey. So that was the recent adventures. And I've lost everyone.
No. I'm frantically trying to find Nikki's Skype. And I think I may have her. Nikki.
Yeah, no, it's a very interesting change between doing an autobiographical strip to doing Filthy Figments, which I swear is totally made up. I haven't done any cartoons about anything that I have
done.
Recently, it's guy on guy story arc for my comic, so I could only wish. Because, you know, I now understand why guys like to see two girls together. It's twice totally, oh, yeah. It's like, wait, you don't have that other thing that you're not attracted to getting in the way.
All right.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good.
I'll comment on that when we get more into Filthy Fingers and the content that you provide. I do want to say, I do apologize. Nikki Smith is with us, is from Yay! In Maps and Legends.
Hey there.
We had you on the show before with Mike Jasper talking about ebook distribution and sales. And so welcome back.
Hey, I was listening to the stream and wondering if you'd forgotten about me.
I did. I'm sorry. There's just so many guests. So right now we're currently going through the list. So I will get to you.
No problem.
Again, I apologize. Megan.
Yes.
So you have a new comic called Meaty Yogurt. And I have to tell you, that name just, without context, that sounds very, very wrong.
I know. There have been several people who have said, I want to read this comic, but I can't get over the name. It grosses me out, so I'm not going to read it. I never really thought of that before I named it, but I always think of like the Greek kind of yogurt that's a little more like savory and you can have it with meat and it tastes good. So I try and tell people that, but the comic has nothing to do with meat or yogurt, really. The same way, you know, Jenny's comic isn't constantly about satanic underwear.
You have your comic on Tumblr, and I don't know how you coded it, but it's basically, that's where you go to read the comic.
Well, it's not only on Tumblr. It does have a regular site as well. I did a comic press site for it as well, just because Tumblr is down a lot.
Right.
And I love Tumblr, but it's got a lot of problems. So yeah, Meaty Yogurt.
Did they do like a big code push or something?
I don't know.
That broke it? Because it wasn't always broken, was it, Tumblr?
It liked to be broken a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. I just did a Google search for Meaty, and it came up with yogurt.
Nice.
That is how awesome.
And then it's followed by like 50,000 recipe sites.
Well, soon that comic will be up there. Is, you know, get the word out.
Yeah.
Read
Barefoot
Meaty
Contessa
yogurt.
Takes on a whole new meaning.
I came on just in time for that.
Hi, Tanya. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I was in a panic. I'm like, no, it's like my favorite women in the world are on the beacon and I can't get on. Hello.
It's okay.
Talking about Meaty Yogurt, no less.
All right. So what is Meaty Yogurt about? Since that's, well, the real...
Well, Meaty Yogurt is intended to sound like the word mediocre, which is essentially what the story revolves around, being mediocre and trying to not be mediocre. That the main character, Jackie, her town has a curse on it where anyone born there will die there because no one ever amounts to anything and no one has any ambition or any drive to actually leave town and make something of herself. So her whole life she's dedicated to trying to escape the monotony and actually do something with her life, but she's so distractible that she never really manages to stick with one thing long enough to not be mediocre at it.
She needs a constant kick in the butt, I guess.
Kind of. Yeah.
Well, already. And of course we have Nikki Smith, so yes, thank you for coming on the show. I'm sorry I forgot you.
No problem.
And so you have been on the show before. You told us about In Maps and Legends. Try to tell us about In Maps and Legends one more time.
Well, it's a digital comic, so we release it for apps, and you can get PDFs or on your phone or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's about a girl or a young woman who has found herself carving a map into the walls of her apartment, and she and some of her friends get sucked into that world. Mm. There's some steampunk and airships and all sorts of stuff.
Woo!
Yay!
And of course, you have a couple of because you also you know, it's mainly e-distribution that you have. But you do have a preview of the comic, I think, of the first book or the first chapter or so.
Yeah, yeah. You can read it in your browser too. It's just 99 cents an issue. Mm-hmm. If you Comixology, they have a browser reader.
And of course, as we are talking about free previews, the reason why I have Filthy Figments on the show is because they do have a preview section now. They didn't always, I don't think, but they do now. And that because I have a general rule of the Webcomic Beacon, and there has to be at least somewhat substantial free content for people to check out in order for me to have to talk about it on the show. And there is, so I have them here. Hooray!
Yay!
Who's the ringleader? Who's the head honcho of Filthy Figments?
Gina's the boss lady.
There we go. Gina, you're on the spot. Tell us about how it came to be.
Well, actually, it was Jenny who kind of put me up to it just
what,
a little
me?
Bit. Yes.
No.
You got me to draw Bound for a red string. You said, if you draw that, I will print it out on my laser printer so that you can sell copies to your readers. Do it. And I drew it, and it became popular, and I went, wow, people really like to see porn from me. My characters. Maybe I should draw another one. And I drew the second one, and that went over really well. And then I went, hey, Robin, you like to draw smutty stuff sometimes. Do you want to draw some smutty stuff with me? Oh, yeah. I was going to try and create a site just so I could put some up. And then I talked to Jen and Kitty Hawk, and it just kind of went, okay, I'm going to really do this. I've got people who are interested. Let's go for it.
Yeah, she came up to me and said, do you like to do porn? And I'm like, in what context are we talking about?
I did admire your chutzpah to be able to go up to a whole bunch of people and be like, hey, you want to draw some naked people doing it for me? I'll give you money.
Well, you know what the great thing was? That when I first asked Kitty Hawk at the convention, 15 minutes later she came back, totally excited. Oh my God, I got an idea. I got to share it with you at dinner time after the convention. Oh, we got to sit down. I got to tell you what I got.
Yeah, I did. I was like, we were in the restaurant. I'm like, every time the waitress goes by, I'm like, okay, now let me tell you about this. Okay. And then the waitress would come by and I'd be like, nothing's going on. Not explaining my 1980s video game office sex porn. Not doing that.
But, you know, it got me thinking that, okay, well, maybe people are actually excited about this idea. It gave me a little bit more confidence to go and ask, like, Megan and other folks, so. Yeah.
I was so stoked when I got that email.
I still have that original email.
People with Gmail, I think, always have their original emails. Never delete anything.
You never have to.
Yeah.
That's right. And when you try to delete something, it tells you you never have to.
That's what it says.
That's what it says.
So the Germans would have us believe.
The Nazis. Wow. Not the Germans, the Nazis. They're two different people. Anyway.
Schmidt used to read your email every single day. Like, he had everyone's email, and he'd just sit there and read it. Larry Page is not up for this job.
All right, so that's the beginning of Filthy Figments. From that moment, how long did it actually take to, you know, start coordinating and getting the site going and payment plans? I mean, there has to be a lot to go into. There's not a lot that allows, especially for adult payments, so, or even hosting.
Or even ads, for that matter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, ads. Well,
we can go into that later, actually.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So I got lost there. What was the question?
The question is like, tell us about the actual setting up the website and payments. I mean, there had been a challenge because the internet, can be fairly,
it wasn't
yeah.
too bad. CC Bill is pretty much set up as an adult content slash age checker slash credit card taker.
Okay.
So we signed up with them, which is a lot of paperwork. And then we were just good to go from there. We just had to create a site and set up a password system. And, you know, being married to a computer guy makes that a lot easier. And, you know, the setting up of the site wasn't too bad. I just, I wish one thing was that CC Bill actually made it clear that they don't provide the site and you just give them the content. So 2 weeks before the site went live, I went, oh my gosh, I have to do my own web design, and I was struggling to just get something together real quick. But we finally have a site that you can tell that we have previews, because we always had previews when we started up, but people didn't know they were there. So, I mean, they were really easy to miss. And finally, after three web designs, got something that looks kind of spiffy.
Yeah. So CC Bill actually does the hosting too? Because that was my other question.
No, they don't do the hosting. Okay. They just do the credit card transactions and keep all your subscribers and people who cancel and payments and all that kind of stuff. That's strictly all they do.
Because there's a lot of hosts that don't allow this type of content, so...
Yeah, that's more an area where you really got to look around a bit, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, they're there. It's just, a lot of the more popular ones, I think, are just generally not as open to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And you've got,
don't be shy. It's okay.
Tanya, do you have any questions, Tanya?
What?
Do you have any questions, Tanya?
Oh, no, not about that. No.
Well, I guess I'm trying to figure out the best way to move on to the next part. So on the site, you have yes, I'm a man. I have looked at porn on the internet. And I do notice that there are categories of which you can find out said porn. Yes.
You should just change that to, I am a human. I've looked at porn on the internet.
All right.
It is not required. I've looked at porn on the internet.
That's true. Actually, you got a funny story. I can't name names because I don't have permission to. But I have a friend who has a sister. And it's a sister.
Amazing. Wow, really? Is that so? Gosh, who would have thought?
And the sister was, had to been close to 18. I thought she might be over 18 at this point. But the thing was that she was so naive, she didn't think that women looked at porn. And she was so shocked that my friend looked at porn. This friend is a girl that I'm talking about. So it's conducive to the context. And she's like, no, you don't. She was all like, very like, yeah, you do. But of course, my friend looks at it for comedic reasons, not for this is hot reasons, because she finds porn funny. But
some porn is funny. And some of it's angry. There's been sort of a trend lately for angry porn that I find sort of upsetting. And I think it's harder for women to find.
Streams, isn't it?
Well, you need to come on over to Filthy Segments.
I do keep track of
that. Come on over to Filthy Segments. We got happy porn over there.
It is happy porn, and I'm very much appreciative of the happy porn.
There's happy tentacle porn here. There's tentacle porn.
And I'm also rather impressed with the fact that, you know, any girl-on-girl action isn't done for the obvious enjoyment of men. That's nice. I appreciate that. Because I've become tired of seeing the porn where I see women do things to each other that I've certainly never experienced or heard stories of.
Did they still deliver pizzas?
I'm right there with you.
Do they still deliver?
Yeah, I thought you might be. Yeah.
Well, what kind of, since this is a not for safe thing, what kind of thing would girls not do together? I'm just sort of interested.
Since we're talking porn, I think the biggest thing for me, you can tell in the first 30 seconds that it's more about voyeurism than about two girls into each other, because mm-hmm. they're both turned three quarters toward the camera. I've never seen girls make out side to side. That's not the way that works.
It's easier to draw, and you get to see the boobs. That's why.
Exactly. You get to see the boobs, and then there's like... There's weird tongue action off the cheek. It's bizarre. It's clearly intended for, look, we're really touching, instead of,
shoulder rubbing. I have to me, that. To me, the indication that a porn featuring two girls is pretty unrealistic. The fingernails are so
Oh my god!
And I just look at that, and I just cringe, and I clench every part of my body instinctively. Yeah. Just those.
I saw one. Oh. I kid you not. Not only did they have the full French manicure, you know, scary dagger thing going, but studded with diamonds.
Oh, that's so practical.
Do not want.
And on that note, we got a
basic belly that just clenches and cries.
And on that note, vajazzling.
And that's
we have to take a quick break. We have to take a quick break.
The boys have to go take a shower.
And I'll leave you with that image, and we'll be right back after these messages.
The Webcomic Beacon is hosted on a Rampage Network, a webcomics host and community at rampagenetwork.com. Don't forget, we broadcast live on Sundays at webcomicbeacon.com/live. Join our live chat room, have news reports or Becky art, transmit them to webcomicbeacon@gmail.com. Questions? Dial our voicemail at 1-320-310-0922.
Has anybody seen the lesbian porn shower food thing that's going on?
Sounds really hot. What?
What shower food? Porn?
It's not like girls would appreciate shower food, I don't think. I mean, I eat in the bathroom.
I always think there should be more food that is possible to eat in the shower.
I think it would be lovely.
Because that's so natural.
I definitely want
pancakes in the bath. I want a bubble bath and pancakes.
I've totally eaten pancakes in the bath. It can be done.
Oh, man. And you can
make tons of things in the bath.
And you can wash the dishes when you're finished right there.
I've done that too.
Get some maple syrup bath.
Wait,
like
I want to hear
bath.
More about what is this, somebody who's made food for showers?
No, unfortunately not.
Well, then we need to do this, and then we'll be billionaires. Shower food.
Yeah, I toast my Pop-Tarts in the bath. No, wait.
Couldn't you use astronaut food? I mean, it has tubes and packets, and you warm it in water.
Yeah, but that's no fun.
No, not really.
So what is the shower food, then? Is it like that? Okay. Is it like astronaut food?
Oh, yeah.
No. The shower food porn is they take the two women, and they put them in a shower, and they're still doing the three-quarter turn shoulder rub thing. And then they're just dumping random, like, the worst I saw was chicken wing sauce.
Oh, that's
male with female bits.
Don't bring
fucking chicken wing sauce into this. I get that the dudes at the game think it's awesome, but I don't want that in my bits. And they're, like, smearing it on each other. Oh, it's horrible. It's just messy.
Rule 34.
It's you know, it's a yeast infection and a trip to the burn ward.
Wait, no. Hey, you know, everybody's got different tastes. Some people might be into the capsaicin in the hoochie. I don't know.
Think you're licking good.
So
good.
So on the website, on Filthy Figments, if I may bring back the topic to Filthy Figments, I brought this all up because I wanted to tell you, you have several different types of categories you're starting to, and you're obviously you're still in your first year, so you're still going to be, well, pun intended, fleshing this out. So you have your typical your typical lineup, male female. You don't have a whole lot of male, I see. And, you know, of course, the obligatory tentacle one, I guess, which is one of the first on there. So what are some genres you're looking to expand on? Because I think I saw some tweets about, hey, we're looking for stuff.
Oh, yeah. We are definitely looking for the male stories. We've got one that's going to be starting at the end of the month, and another one that we possibly have lined up for a month or two later, and then one I'm working on. So we're getting ready to cover that area that we need to cover. Looking for stuff with role reversal, which isn't just a girl with a strap on with a guy. It's, a more masculine woman with a more feminine man, or cross-dressing. I mean, you know, if you look at, Thorn Prince by Jamie Jennings.
Okay.
She's doing role reversal. She's got the female knight and the male prince who gets rescued.
Yeah.
So, you know, different things like that. We're trying
people
to...
might consider, like, gender bending.
Yeah, I guess maybe that would...
Kind of,
anything transgender or anything pretty much we're missing or don't have as much of at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's we're definitely looking to fill those categories.
I got a question on one of them. One of the key is futa.
Futa.
Explain the wording, please.
Futanari. It's dicks. It's chicks with dicks. It's not like Ladyboy, which is a feminine man. It's no. She has a pussy. She has a cock. She's ready to go for anything.
She's got it all.
I've done some of that. Yeah.
The entire website is like a pansexual's dream. I just want to say you've made me very happy.
Yeah, all porn's good. All porn's good. All porn depends on the good parts.
All porn. I wouldn't say all porn because then you'd be lumping that shower food stuff into there.
Oh, come on. Even if it doesn't turn you on, you can enjoy some of the... some of the porn that you're not into. I mean, come on, that's some fun shit.
Oh, I wanted to bring this up.
I did watch it.
I am not typically into the quote-unquote lesbian porn. I say quote-unquote because, you know, Tanya already explained.
Yeah, I think it's gay for pay.
It's more so that I get jealous that, you know, where am I in this equation? I'm not. I have zero chance, you know. So why would I torture myself?
Well, that's why food is great. See, you're the cock on the chick, and there's two chicks. See,
you get to put yourself in that position.
See, you're in between. You're the meat in the sandwich here. Well, that's why food is so great.
I will admit, as I probably shouldn't, just because I did
you
like
always should.
I did like work break.
Cool, awesome, thank you.
So, it was different. Now, one thing I want to bring up.
Okay.
I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to hog the mic either. It's just I got all these things I want to say. Now, I have never paid for a Slipshine membership, but I have read through a lot of their previews, which, you know, they have sizable previews with varying content. When I was reading through, I do have a Filthy Figments membership.
Oh, thank you.
Yay!
Well, I got there when you had it was a good monthly deal, so I was like, I should check this out. This is something I should check out, because I also didn't see that you had previews, so I thought I should check this out. but it was really weird because I'm looking at this and thinking it doesn't make any sense. It seems like the guy, well, there's some girls on Slipshine too. I'm pretty sure of, but it seemed like they had more story than the Filthy Figments ones, which seem to go right to it almost. I don't know, maybe I'm not seeing everything, but I thought that it stood out in my head. It's like, wait a minute. I figured the girls would have more story.
See, I think there's a horrid myth. I think the society has brought up this notion that women don't really like sex, that what women like is squishy relationship stuff. And you know what? Sometimes women like sex. If you're going someplace for porn, you should expect porn. If you want a story, go read a drama.
I had my friend DJ bought bought a porn book at an anime convention, and she sits down. They have it all shrink wrapped, so she couldn't flip through it before she bought it. So she bought it, she sits down, she goes to read it. She flips through, and she goes, there's no porn in my porn.
Oh,
it was, I think it was a yaoi, but it was like they kissed once, and that was it. And so I definitely tried when, I think that since Filthy Pigments is new, I jumped right in there with just, okay, first page, sex. And I'll get to plot later.
Yeah, that's been kind of my method as well. Just kind of, we got some lost time to make up for as far as female perspective on sex.
I
gotta jump into that as quickly as possible.
Yeah, boy means, you know, no plot, no, you know, no plot, no story, no problem. I mean,
or ouch, my butt hurts.
Oh, that feels damn good. Keep it up.
Yeah.
In any case.
Wow, we are making Fess so uncomfortable.
I'm the only one talking. I don't hear a peep out of
all around him, and he's frightened.
I don't hear a peep out of Mark. I'm talking. I just said I like chicks with dicks, okay?
I love you for that, by the way. Nobody should ever be cagey about saying I like chicks with dicks.
Yeah.
Again, Mark is quiet.
I'm just taking it all in. Those hands are on the keyboard. Well, one's on the mouse, but you know.
Yeah,
just
one's
computer
on my
peripherals
too.
Only is all at the moment.
This show is not employing the use of a webcam.
Thank you for that. Yes.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I would have had to actually, you know, go put clothing on.
However, if I can ever figure out how to do that, you know, because I don't know how to get anyone's Skype video onto the main Ustream. It's all a big mess, and so the opportunity isn't really there. But
this minute, I guess, would look like the Brady Bunch intro anyways.
A very dysfunctional Brady Bunch.
We'd be like one of those, like, TV, you know, like, cable news. We'd all be like, oh, blah, 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 at each other.
Let me finish.
I believe that it's gone too far.
And why do you hate America?
The best would be John McLaughlin.
Hey, you're wrong. What about
you,
Megan Wagon?
Anderson Cooper? I want to look gorgeous.
We can't do video. I'd have to get up earlier and
shower.
Thoberman.
I showered. It's just that I don't do much afterward.
But that's fine. We can be the realest webcast online.
We're all sitting there scruffy and wet. Wait.
Yep.
Oh, wait. Ustream just made everyone sign new agreements, so maybe that's, you know, it's in there, you know, yeah.
That you will be clothed?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, but gee, one of my favorite thing about you stream chats is just random cock. That's always nice. People give women such crap about our sexuality, and yet, random cockage. Everywhere you look, people, I just open up, trow, drop, waggle it, and then leave.
Have you ever seen the movie Waiting? They're all waiters and waitresses. And throughout the movie, the guys are playing this game where you surprise penis. You know, that you have to surprise somebody by getting them to look at your penis. And so at the end of the movie, the guy turns the girls and he goes, hey, why don't you girls play in this game? And they're like, no. And I'm like, no, really, you should play in the, you know, surprise penis game. And the one girl stands up and says, okay, you know what? You know why you don't want to see surprise penis with us? And she, you know, shows the bush.
Uh-huh.
And all the guys are going, because it's just this big hairy, and she's making, you know, cat noises and stuff, and all the guys are like, okay, yeah, you're right, we didn't want to see surprise bush.
See?
Because the idea of, you know, boobies is fantastic, but the idea of just,
wait,
you know, there's girl parts that are a little bit more disconcerting.
You don't want to see bush? What? No, it's in your face.
No.
Oh, you don't. It's that you don't really see anything with the bush in the way, is what you're saying, or? I mean, because it's kind of concealed. It's covered up.
I know, but you know, you can see it, and you know what's under there.
Yeah. Go back to porn, though. Okay?
Okay,
go back to the manicured lawns of porn bush. That's that's what people envision, not. Rational people.
Equal opportunity bush. All bush is welcome. No bush.
I'm right there with you.
I have to say that I would really enjoy a game of lawn darts on a manicured lawn.
I do have to bring it. I have to bring it up because it was like one of the best moments in cinematic history for me personally. When watching Harold and Kumar escape from Guantanamo Bay, the bottomless party was already awesome.
Yes.
But there was only one moment in which made it the best. That was the rainbow-dyed bush. It was rainbow, and the whole theater, I swear, was making commotion as soon as that rainbow-dyed bush came into the shot. It was like, oh, rainbow! It was like the best. I mean, it's like, you don't even have to see anything. You're just like, awesome! But that's
what do you,
you went to see Harold and Kumar.
Harold and Kumar was funny. All I think is peroxide. I don't know that I want.
All of the hair dyeing things that I see do not get this close to your eyes, and I'm thinking anywhere else. So, do you use Kool-Aid? What are you using for
Kool-Aid burns?
Hollywood man.
I use Kool-Aid the head hair. I used to use Kool-Aid, but you have to do peroxide first, unless you're blonde. And I can't.
Can you use
sun it? Still.
Or is it lemon juice? Can you use lemon juice down there?
It depends. If you're sort of like brunettes, or you have like dark, you know, lightish to medium dark hair, then that would work. But if you've got black hair, that's just not. Lemon juice isn't cutting it, and I don't want lemon juice in there either.
Maybe it's a wig.
Well, you can angle yourself in such a way so that it drips away. No, I don't know.
Maybe it's tempera paint.
Hey, maybe it's the spray-on Halloween stuff.
Okay, that in that case, yes, I want to decorate.
Oh, the possibilities.
If I don't have to, like do any kind of, peroxide thing, then yes, spray-on, sure.
Kitty doesn't like chemicals, but I could see... A little spray on would be nice. That'd be funny.
There's the website.
I'd do it just to see the look on their face. That'd be brilliant.
Hey, check out my bush. So
look at this. Does it work when you get your hair done? Like you want to show everybody?
Spectrum is green.
I did. Randomly dropping trow at the con. Nobody wants that.
No. Yes, you do. You want that.
Depends on the con. And,
you realize this is a sci-fi con, right? I mean, there's a lot of guys who,
that is true.
Would probably...
All right.
I don't know. I go to some shows that they have panels on things like that.
Panels on what things? Because I've tried to be involved in some of those panels, and the one panel I tried to get involved in was the How to Talk to Girls, which I found was funny because one of them actually had no girls on the panel. This isn't going to work. But there's been some sort of like, racy-esque panels, but nothing that was really, I don't know, well,
softcore. You got to go to the porn conventions, the fetish conventions.
See, I can't go to the porn conventions because I'm allergic to latex. I would die.
Irony.
And stop breathing.
It's like some epic story where like the hero has this one thing that keeps him from doing the awesome stuff that he must do.
And that's it. I'm allergic
to
latex.
It's a Greek tragedy.
I can't attend porn convention. Because if it's in the air, I can't breathe, and it's everywhere. I'm bringing, by the way, to PenguinCon a bowl of non-latex condoms to give out because they gave out condoms every year at PenguinCon, but they're all latex condoms, and that's not right.
That's wonderful.
There you go.
That's a fantastic idea.
So I have to. Okay, so I was just thinking about you wearing a gas mask to the convention, to a porn convention, and knowing that that is actually someone's fetish, and learning.
Porn convention.
So I have a confession. I never actually looked at porn online before I started doing quote unquote research for Filthy Figments.
Mm-hmm.
And I started learning that there's all these fetishes that I had no idea. I did the first comic strip for id, for Filthy Figments, of the girl putting on the strap on going, ha ha, hey honey, turnabout's fair play. Really, you'll like it after you get used to it type of thing. And then, the guy was like, no, we're not doing that. Ha ha, there's the punchline. I got so many emails from people, and I don't really know if it was male or female. My boyfriend started giggling in the other room. I had all these emails from guys and girls going, I am so disappointed. Why, I was really excited about that story arc. Why didn't you finish it? And I was like, I was kidding? I didn't know that there are girls who put on strap-ons and do their guys, and the guys think this is awesome.
Well, they should revisit it.
What do you think they're made for?
Well, every guy that I've known has been, that's the fastest way to get them to leave the room. You're like, hey, honey, I was thinking about, and suddenly they're in the kitchen. They're just like, gone.
Well, maybe you can bring it up later and it be surprise butt sex. I don't know. Sorry, I was been waiting to say that for a while.
Yeah, but turnabout would be fair play, and that's like rule number two. There is, that's just, no. Did we lose Gina? Have we lost someone?
We lost Tanya and we lost Nikki. I'm trying to get them back. My apologies.
They're still here.
I used to write personalized fetish porn. When, you know, without pictures, people would contact me through a network, and we would have chat discussions about what they were into and why. And then I was only brave for so long.
You'd write slash fiction for fetishes.
I did write. I am not ashamed to say I wrote some really twisted.
Is there money in that?
I do commissions of different fetishes myself. Yeah. I mean,
see, yeah. I consider it a public service. It's keeping them from going slightly insane and doing things to people they don't want done. I got up to $25 a page.
Oh, well, that's pretty good.
Wow.
Yeah,
fiction.
Yeah, I do some fetish stuff too. I mean, like, I have a lot of people who ask me to draw them as a Valkyrie, you know, a girl or something like that, or, you know, or doing something as a Valkyrie. But I mean, I find it fun. I mean, these people don't really have an outlet, and I'm happy that I am an outlet that I can illustrate what their ideas are. And so I have people who contact me on IM and we'll talk about ideas, and they're always like, are you disturbed by this? I'm like, no, I'm not disturbed by this. I mean, that's what you're into. And I mean, that's all cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whatever floats your boat, man.
Yeah. Every once in a while I would run across someone who was, who was frankly damaged. And there was a concern that they were not keeping their fantasies. And, you know, because with any good service, you have a way to report people, you know, who have maybe issues. But they were really rare. For the most part, it was, you know, especially people in high pressure positions, where your outlets actually become more and more fetishized because you are kind of required to fixate on a single thing because, I don't know, time restraints or whatever else. you end up with people who, the more you fixate on a fetish, the more specific it gets, until eventually you're left with, you know, okay, I need jumpsuits, high heels, beheading, and an ancient medieval setting.
Yep.
And you're like, oh. No. Okay, give me a minute, and let me see what I can do with this. It was enlightening, and it was interesting, and eventually it just got really difficult, just because it's very difficult to write good fetish porn. It's because it's, you know, sort of necessarily cheesy because you're including these bizarre elements together. But
I have a question for you. I mean, as far as filthy figments, and as far as exploring, providing some sort of erotica that we're doing this by women, and so we can try to offer erotica and porn that we wouldn't have been able to find otherwise, or not necessarily find, but, you know, we're trying to make a and Gina, I don't know if I'm doing this justice as far as filthy figments. And so we're trying to create a website that you can go to and find the things that make you happy. Do you think that we're trying to cover all the basics, you know, the girl and girl, guy on guy, and some porn that is male and female, but isn't necessarily what I was struck with was a guy said that Gina's work wasn't porn because they were in love.
Interesting.
Yeah. And so I was like, okay, we definitely have to cater. We have to cater to, you know, offer this to people because, you know, it's harder to find. So my question for you is there a kind of porn, and I don't mean like weird, you know, rubber ducks and pretty pajamas of fetishes. My question is there kind of porn that you haven't found around that you want, that you're looking for, that doesn't seem to be provided?
Oh.
And this is for everybody.
Know,
this is
for me personally, not so much. I'm pretty basic. I think I got on all my fetish issues with everybody else. For me, not so much. And I think you guys are actually one of the best sites I've found as far as variety, both in what you have now and what you have planned. Because I think my biggest gripe is that you often find very strict sort of gender lines in porn is my biggest problem. All the men have to act like men, you know, to a degree that's ridiculous. And all of the women have to act, you know, subservient to this ridiculous degree. Or it's completely vice versa. Or it's, you know, there's no subtlety and no realism. And I think you've done actually a very good job with that. And I think more than anything, realism is what's missing from porn. And I think that would be the whole, you know, is something where people can relate to experiences they've had and fantasize about experiences they would like to have, rather than you know, these sort of bizarre extremes.
I actually found working at the comic shop, I asked women who came into the comic shop. I said, okay, listen, the stereotype of no, honey, I have a headache, I don't want to have sex tonight. I found that all the, and I don't know if it's because women in comics and this industry, they find that they have to be more aggressive, but I did find that a lot of them were more aggressive in that we get frustrated that we're not getting enough.
I actually would agree with that. But I do think you're correct in that it is a bit of a microcosm. I think that I've found more. We need to take a break. We should take a break.
Sorry, honey, I was talking about you. Sorry, my boyfriend just came in.
All right, we're gonna take a quick break.
A quickie break. A quick break.
Just a quick break. It'll be faster.
We're gonna take a quick break, and I'm gonna see if I can find a PodSafe song that I can use with this podcast. It'll be interesting if I can find it that's appropriate enough.
Boom Chucka by the Wow Wows.
I'll see if I can find the band. There's actually a band that makes electronica music based on the sounds from porn films.
Or this
and I've heard of that.
Has to be PodSafe, yeah. Otherwise I don't use it.
Well, no, I think a lot of it is.
Here comes Speed Racer.
Anyway, we'll be right back.
How many of you guys are in like long-term relationships, like 2-3 weeks? When you've been in a relationship for a while, you have to keep things interesting, you know? And there's all the relationship experts and the sex experts, and they always play games and role play and, you know, all this stuff. Bullshit. But I listened to them a little bit, and I wrote a little song about, you know, keeping that relationship interesting, so I hope you like it. Baby, we got a love life to shame all others. You and me go great together, like chocolate and peanut butter. But baby, let's flip the script, change it up a little bit. Let's have bad porno sex. I'll leave my socks on for you, bad porno sex. Waka chicka, waka chicka, it's you, bad porno sex. We'll have you wrapped around my fingers like a teenage runaway, banging a homely middle-aged dude for money. You'll be my lady, I'll be your overly hairy man. You are my baby, I'll give you some bad meat in the can. You'll have a spray on tan. Let's have bad porno sex. I'll cut a hole in the pizza box. Bad porno sex. I'll walk a chicken when the pizza boy knocks. Bad porno sex. In a nondescript hotel room, you're a straight F college girl, I'm a morally ambiguous professor.
that you just got some really bad plastic boobs. Nipples that point in the wrong direction get me harder than a Rubik's Cube. You be the housewife and I'll be the plumber that snakes your drain. Let's have bad porno sex. We'll flop around till our interest wanes. Bad porno sex. At least the sheets won't have any stains. Bad porno sex will leave us both unsatisfied, which really only means we'll have to do it again, but after South Park. 'Cause baby, I don't miss my South Park for nothing. Yeah, I really like when little Cartman goes, "Hey, screw you guys!" I really think that's funny. And right now, that's more entertaining than your vagina. When Kenny's dead, I'll bend you over. When Kenny's dead, I'll bend you over. Sing it if you know it. When Kenny's dead, bend you over. Just the ladies one time. When Kenny's dead. Oh, nice. You're like a choir of angels. Just the guys. Go. Ooh, like a choir of rapists. Good job. For some bad porno sex.
That was Bad Porno Sex by Phil Johnson of Roadside Attraction at MusicAlley.com by Mevio.
Come on along.
Oh, my.
Easy thing. Oh, speed. Sorry, what?
I call mine a Mach 5.
All right, haven't we heard from? We have a couple of bars that haven't lit up for a while. Have they fallen asleep? Have they run away?
No, Nikki keeps dropping.
We're here. Just listening, you know.
I feel like we've gotten off topic.
Just
a little bit.
Well, we're still talking about adult stuff.
How it goes.
I do want to cover a couple of bits of news real quick before we continue with our conversation, because I have a feeling it's going to keep going like this for a while, so I just want to get the few bits of news that we have. We have, one milestone this week. All right, we have one milestone that was sent to us. We have Connie, if I'm saying this correctly, Connie Van Elsing, that has hit 200 updates. So congratulations on that. And you can find that at connievanelsing.dreadful-gate.de. Available in German as well. So there's that. So congratulations. And if you need, if anybody else has milestones or such, you can email us at webcomicbeacon@gmail.com. So we got a bit of news that I want to cover before we continue with our conversation with the ladies. that sounded a little... sleazy. No, I didn't mean to. Anyway, we have, for those that have been listening to the Webcomic Beacon at webcomicbeacon.com, we've been doing tropes and trope casts. We've been covering relative news for comics, digital comics, webcomics in our newscasts. There is change on the horizon, if I can make it happen. And we might be expanding some of our base a little bit, and we might be doing more newscasts. But we do want to hear feedback from those who listen to the show. So be sure to email webcomicbeacon@gmail.com. And also, you can see what's coming up. We have a schedule at webcomicbeacon.com/calendar. And we do have a few scheduled episodes, so be sure to want you to get excited. Oh, that's going to be happening because, the first Sunday of February, we're going to be talking about Lovecraftian webcomics in time for Valentine's Day. Specifically for that.
It says Valentine's Day like Cthulhu.
True, but you wouldn't be
He's
here
got all
for
those
the,
tentacles.
Yeah, you wouldn't
I was going to say, for those of us into tentacle porn. Makes perfect sense.
Anyway, so be sure to check that out and stay tuned at the Webcomic Beacon for new things coming. And also you can leave a voicemail with us at 1-320-310-0922 If you have any questions or comments about the show or for us or pretty much anything. And there you go. And now back to our show with several members of the Filthy Figments website, comic porn by women. And I want to go into that. I think, have you been getting some flack by making it basically a women's only creators sort of thing?
Gina?
Well, yes and no. Megan, do you want to answer this one? You brought it to my attention. I think you could talk about it a little more delicately.
Oh, God. It's just okay. The kind of thing that always happens when, you know, an underrepresented group decides to go off on its own. You know, there's
now
always
you're
going
being discriminatory.
To say, yeah, we get calls of, you know, reverse discrimination when, you know, we don't really have the power to discriminate. But, I mean,
really?
Not really. 95% of the internet, I mean, that is just a statistic I made up, but a large majority of the internet, as far as the porn goes, is by men, for men, their perspective. And, mm-hmm. you know, this is one place that we have to ourselves. And we get, you know, guys that say, well, I'm not like one of those 95% of the other guys. You know, I am respectful towards women, and I do think that I could write something good. Like, I know, and, you know, we feel for you, and we really do want you to write that and succeed, but there's a tendency for, you know, a male to enter a women's space and sort of completely take it over, not even intentionally, but it can happen, and it's not that we're anti-men at all. It's just that this is one place that is dedicated to promoting women. That's really mm-hmm. the goal. We're just promoting women. And, you know, it can be hard for those guys that, you know, they really are trying to, you know, be respectful to women. And so they feel like they do have a place here. Mm. And you know, it's not that.
Even
you know,
being respectful, though, you wouldn't be able to write it from the perspective of a woman. And, you know...
Well, I mean, we have to write from a perspective of a man, but I don't think that that's the issue. I understand that they want to, you know, write, but mm-hmm. the thing is that I've actually gotten mostly positive feedback about it being an all-women group. Like, I've had so many people say, I've always wanted to see what kind of porn women would do, mm-hmm. and I'm like, well, here's a card. Go ahead and check it out.
From the perspective of a woman, is not necessarily, you know, getting into the yeah. character's head kind of thing, but
we're kind of
I understand. Yeah, what do women like to write about? And I think that's very interesting to a lot of men and to a lot of women too. I mean, I don't think I've heard a negative thing so far. So I was kind of shocked when I heard that Megan had gotten some people saying that, you know, that was unfair, because that's just...
and you know, it's that phenomenon where, you know, 95% of the feedback is fantastic, you're doing a great job, but then that yeah. you know, those few negatives,
you got a couple of people that are like, yeah.
And you know, and we talked about it a lot between ourselves and, you know, with the people who were asking questions, and I think, you know, it did come, we did find a way of explaining to people in a way that they understood that, you know, This isn't against you being a guy at all. It's, you know, it's just our thing that we want to do.
Give women
and
a chance.
Yeah.
and yeah, other than that, the response has really been really, really positive. Mm-hmm. And it's just, yeah, so it was kind of a shock when this popped up. So
yeah, I'm not trying to, you know, just spring something on you guys. I know that, because even when you were beginning, I remember there was some discussion about it. Do we want to do it all this way or not? And then you also, you know, because, you know, you got a lot of, you know, gender identity and then, you know, FTM, MTF, persons out there, transgendered people. I'm not sure if you've gotten any of that. I'm trying not to bring up controversy or anything, because...
How is that?
Well, by women, do transgendered women count? Da da da, you know, sorts
of. Oh, okay,
of...
I see. So if That actually is an interesting question. Are you going by physical gender, or are you going by gender identity when you say porn written by women?
I think we settled on female-identified people.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds fair.
And
I kind of assumed that that's the way it would be, just because, you know, reading through the porn, again, the gender notions aren't fixed, and so I thought that might be the way you were going with it, but...
But I think, isn't it at the moment, at first we were taking unsolicited material, but I think now, Gina, what's our stance on submissions?
As of right now, we just took the submissions off. We've gotten a lot of submissions, and I think we might be going to us approaching artists at this point.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to seek out artists on our own
yep.
for the time being. A lot of other places do it that way. There are very few places that actually accept unsolicited submissions, and we might do it again for a little while, but not as...
You've got the startup. You're now at that next stage where you get to go out.
I
think perhaps the reason people were upset about not being able to submit is because we were one of the few places that had open submissions.
Mm.
That, you know, it was like, well, it's not open to me, so it's not really open.
Partially open submissions. Anyway. Let's see here. I did want to try to segue a little bit into that. And I do want to say that I may have mentioned it on the show before, but there are comics out there. No, we've had Erica Moen on the show before, and mm-hmm. It was brought up then, and there's a lot of comics out there that will deal with transgendering in some sort of way. There's like the magical transgender where you can go zip back and forth, and then there's some that actually have semi-realistic gender identity people, you know, dealing with, you know, their progress or you know, something like that. There's like the more fantastical switch between genders, and then there's the more realistic. And then, of course, you got your chicks with dicks sort of thing, which is sort of in between.
You know, actually, Fess just brought up a good point. I thought of porn that I haven't seen, and that would be where any sort of transgendered individual was treated not as a transgendered individual, but just as a person. Oftentimes, in what I see, the issue is transgenderism, rather than just being treated as a person.
We lost a couple of people. I'm trying to get them back.
What is that noise?
Oh no!
What?
We lost Tanya. Adventures in Skype.
Trying to shut this down. It's because it's the gendered stuff.
Are we all together?
Society.
Skype's judging us.
Conspiracy. They don't want us to spread the word. Can't stop the signal.
Can't stop. Can't stop the beat. It won't stop.
Oh, good. It's another brown coat. Yay.
Oh, my God. So I saw the movie in Boston on the first showing, and I come out, and I held it together the whole time, and they said, how do you like the movie? And I was like, it's so good.
I saw it opening. I saw it the premiere night in Denver. So, same experience where the whole audience jumps and cries.
Oh yeah, well that's the I'm in Atlanta, so the audience is usually much more interactive with the movies anyway. So I went to see. Oh my God, I saw what was the sparkly freaking stick up their butt vampires.
Twilight.
I went to see that in the movies in the theater, and I was like, "Oh my God, I'm gonna yell at inappropriate parts, and I'm gonna laugh." And I go to see it. The movie theater is full of big gay black men.
Oh, I want to go.
Best behavior. I didn't say a word.
Oh.
I was like, "Oh, we're gonna get our ass kicked if we start teasing."
Oh,
yeah, possibly.
So it was the waste of the cost of admission, because that was the whole point in going to see it, right?
Yeah, but being able to see you saw Twilight with a theater full of big black gay men.
That makes up for a little bit.
Yeah,
I like it.
Well, half
of the things I do in my life, I make the decision based on what kind of story I'll be able to tell, which means that sometimes I do some stupid things. But it's like, this will make it great.
Kitty Hawk, are you there?
I'm here.
This episode, once again, is brought to you by Yosh. Yosh is the tale of magic, demons, monsters, cat girls, robot girls, fan service, penguins. Right, apparently Yosh has a bit of everything and has been going on for over 6 years and over 1,000 comics. Check it out at yoshsaga.com.
Hello.
I think we're all back.
At this point, I think we're all good and good to continue with discussing this. Actually, Tanya, you actually took my segue. That's exactly what I was going to bring up. We were talking about as far as porn. I will say that I have not really been looking at all that much porn like I used to. It's seriously gone down. It's the transgender or the gender identity sort of that sort of stuff. You know, I do like reading several comics, you know, web comics that deal with that sort of thing. Even some of the mysterious, magical, why am I a girl now sort of thing. Some of them. But you know, that's not something, you know, Tanya and I have seen pretty much, right?
Yeah. It's typically made an issue rather than viewed as a normalcy.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't see why it would be not normal to, like, want to explore, like, gender bending or, you know, transgender. I mean, I have a lot of fun doing it through SGBY or through the commissions I do or some of the stuff I've done for Filthy Figments. I mean, it is a lot of fun to be able to, well, it's not only through, like, how they think mentally, but like the transformation is actually a lot of fun to show. I mean, the boobs forming, things tucking underneath, you know, and I have a lot of fun with it. And I just don't see why you would think it wasn't normal. I mean, in my mind, everything's normal for everyone. I mean, you're going to find the thing you like, and there's nothing wrong with that. I feel that people that don't admit that they like it, you know, I don't understand them. Just be into what you want to be into. But I it is a lot of fun, and I you do get to play around with a lot of stuff, and of course magical is always fun because, you know, you get to draw the sparklies and stuff. Tension.
Yeah, so I guess that's a thing that we could look to see as far as, you know, I'm sure you said you had lots of submissions for Filthy Figments, and is there anything you can tell us what's coming down the pike?
Wow, let's see. We have a yaoi story by our new artist, Yana. She's done a lot of the really insanely sexy male pinups that went up lately. And she's got a new story called Ghost. Let's see, we have the third chapter of Darling, It's Better Down Where It's Wetter, which is going to be awesome. I read that.
Fantastic.
I can't wait to put that up.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I've been meaning to email you, by the way.
I was going to ask you if you got it.
I've been
sometimes
like,
I get a little paranoid that you're sending porn through the email. And it's going to get caught by the spam filters.
I've been sick in bed for 2 weeks with the flu, so, you know. Aww.
Send an email to someone with the subject of, hey, look, here's a whole bunch of porn and a very large attachment.
You should also misspell things and put some numbers in there.
My absolute favorite quote from that comic strip.
I'm covered in balls.
That really should be a t-shirt. I've had so many people who've read it say that.
I want a t-shirt of that. I could sell it to all of my marine biologist friends. Apparently there's a fish that's covered in balls.
Yeah, anglerfish.
Oh, yeah,
the male
that
only
one
lives to be a pair of balls. That's it.
Oh, man.
I had a lot of fun drawing the anglerfish mermaid.
Wow, it was amazing. My absolute favorite.
I'm covered in balls.
A series of weird mermaids.
Well,
the lady walking her fish, and you know, it's her dog, and she says, "Where did my dog go?" And she's like, "Come on, this patch of seaweed is the same as all the other patches of seaweed."
I think porn should be funny because it's funny. Sex is funny. It's weird. I mean, if you don't stop in the middle of it at least like three times to just crack up laughing, you're not doing it right.
I'm right there with you.
I've seen 80s porn.
You don't need to see 80s porn. Really, just stop. Just stop mid-stroke one time and just take it out into what's really going on.
I usually skip the stories. The 10-minute long setup, which is obvious, you know.
Hey, I'm a pizza guy.
I love the cheesy setups.
I can't help but keep rolling my eyes. I mean, come on, you can act better. Okay. Oh, wait. I was going to, you know, it's the acting. But, you know, if I've seen the pirates porn, the million-dollar porn, pirates, is awesome.
Rings while fingering that girl.
I've skipped through the porn just to watch the movie part of the pirates.
That's why it was so long. You can actually watch it. They made it so they could show it on television without the porn.
I know,
see, that's how I felt about what's the one based on? Oh, Flesh Gordon.
It's just funny to watch
even without the prawn in it.
The main guy in Pirates is hilarious. You know, that's what I want to see in other porns. That's sort of, you know, that's funny stuff. You know, he seemed like he could act a bit, you know, better than your average porn star. That was funny. You know, I guess it's the acting I have a problem with. If they can really sell it, not like, oh, hi, here's a camera. Oh, yeah. You know, I particularly like the amateur stuff because it seems more real. But,
well, I have to admit, you know, sex is hilarious. And that's why you really have to be with somebody you like, because the noises and the stuff that happens to your body and movement, that just some of the stuff wiggles it really shouldn't be, that you have to have somebody you can laugh with. And so I love the idea of doing porn that is hilarious. And it's supposed to be hilarious. It's supposed to be, you know, funny, and there's giggling and there's inappropriate comments and, you know, happy porn.
Sexual relationships with uptight people don't last. Because if something funny happens and only one of you laughs, you're done.
Well, yeah. I don't know. That's your dick.
hey. I didn't say if one of the people completely emasculates and humiliates the other. I said if something funny happens, and funny shit happens all the time.
Yeah.
Picture frames fall off of walls at very, you know.
Yeah, but it usually ruins the moment, I think. You know,
oh, you look better with clothes on.
I was reading the mermaid one, and I was like, you know, it seemed less porn and more. Oh, this is an interesting story. You know, it's weird.
Melissa wants me to ask you about the time that that she set the TV on fire.
Well, if she brought it up, I'll mention it. She had a movie night or something like that, and then I stayed over, and she had lit a candle, and the candle was on top of the TV. She had lit candles, and I guess she didn't blow them all out, because in the morning, I think we might have woken up to the alarm going off, and I see this jar on top of this TV, just a flame. It's so hot, the liquid wax in it was all on fire, and it was just, I'm like half awake, I'm looking over. And I kind of, like, nudged Melissa. The TV's on fire. And I remember because I didn't get up.
Oh, God. Yeah.
There's a fire. Where? On the TV.
You were distracted.
Quick, change the channel. We were distracted.
You were distracted when the TV caught on fire.
I swear we were just waking up. But,
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that's not the way she remembers it.
I don't know.
And
you know
my comics were always closed.
There's the morning, there's the evening. In any case, I'm not here to talk about my sex life.
I think you should be. I want to know about your sex life.
I'm here to talk about imaginary sex life that I
imagine, quote unquote, imaginary. You know,
in reality, hermaphrodites are typically not as perfect as, you say, the lady what was it? Work break. But
true hermaphrodites tend to be a bit wonky and have functional problems in different arenas. But, mm-hmm. yeah. We're not here to talk about biology either, I assume.
Yeah, like this is fantasy. Come on, we can have fun. Yeah,
that's what we have fantasy for, you know, this and that. And I actually really like, you know, as far as comic porn, we'll say, versus live action porn. It's you know, I can buy the setup, I can buy this story a lot more, and you know, I feel weird about talking about the story of porn, but you know, it's a lot better in comic form, you know. I can believe it better than
you don't have to worry about bad acting.
Yeah
or bad music.
Oh. Well, that's why I got this.
You should put like one of those MP3s that just automatically plays when you enter the site.
You should have a radio station that just plays porn music while you're at Filthy Figments, and that'd be the worst idea ever.
I think
it would only have to be 70s porn music. That would be awesome. It sounds like the stuff from like Sailor Moon almost. It's like really dynamic and like. Oh, man.
I love you. You love me.
I just have more.
Oh God! I'll never be able to watch Barney again without just balls flashing before my eyes.
In your face.
Anyway, if we keep stuff, we're gonna have a porn music if we keep going. Waka chicka, waka chicka.
Chaka waka chaka waka chaka.
Oh, so is there any other questions? So back to this.
I don't know. I've been trying to look for. I thought I had a porn music MP3 somewhere to play, but I can't find it. I'll try to remember to add it in post, so it'll be funny. Chaka waka waka boom. Then again, there's Mark.
I'm going to put that right up at the top of my list of things I don't want to hear during sex.
We do have a couple of things from the chat room. Jason has a sex comic idea. Wacky necrophilia, putting the fun in funeral.
Okay, there's a guy who wants to go to Dragon Con dressed up in a nice outfit, and he wants to go up to all of the zombies that wander Dragon Con and go, "Hey, how you doing?" He's going to be dressed as a necrophiliac.
Nice. I like it.
Hitman all the zombies. Come here off. I have to, in real life, I had a friend who was dressed as a zombie, and he said, "I've been hit on more today than I have in the past 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah. But when it's like, "Hey, that looks loose already. Can I borrow it for a minute? I'll give it back." It doesn't seem to. I don't know.
Yeah. The only pickup line I could think of for a zombie would be, "Hey, I've risen too."
Oh.
Sorry. It's bad. I had
you
to say
could,
it.
You could write conventional porn. That was just cheesy enough for conventional porn.
I've you seen zombie porn.
Oh.
the repenetrator.
It's fun.
Oh.
It's all the connotations of eating.
Parts
that's,
falling
I
off.
I think it all revolves around that.
And discovering new adventures, new holes to explore.
That's right.
Oh, I think I need to adjust the warning at the beginning of the show.
I've written evisceration fetish porn, which is all about making new holes. Yeah, I don't know what's. Yeah, people are interesting.
Oh, baby, your rib cage is so good.
Yeah.
Just don't think that would work.
I stopped.
You've gone into the land of bad.
Yeah, I stopped.
Mummy porn. Tegaren says, "I've read mummy porn too." And I'm thinking that's probably like, you know, zombie necrophilia bondage fetish stuff. Because they're all wrapped in the bandages. I mean, there's like a trifecta of wrong.
Oh man, throw some aliens in there with some mind control, and we're gonna jack up
aliens.
Fetish level to that level.
I'm not a fan of mind control / rape stuff. It makes me very uncomfortable.
No. It's you know, like you could do it the happy way where, you know, like gets rid of their inhibitions. You know, their mummy inhibitions.
I have to bring up the aliens are studying human sexuality and they're like making people fuck. And the guy is thinking, best alien invasion ever.
There you go.
You brought up something nice about the comment of you're not comfortable with unconsensual, and I have to admit that seemed to be in some of the Filthy Figment id comic that I wrote. I tried to make sure that I could balance out some of the fantasy, some of the storylines that I wanted to do while still keeping it relatively consensual, while still trying to write something that you can have your, you know, your dom and sub fantasy, mm-hmm. but still showing that it's safe, you know, it's consensual. Right. It's and I think that some of the other Filthy Figments have approached that in a positive way.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's difficult to do. And it's very much needed. As somebody who has a BDSM background and post-traumatic stress disorder, that's a fuzzy line. It's a little hard to, you know, to navigate that minefield. I thought you did a very good job.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I'm all for, like, people, you know, role-playing. You know, that's fine. But, you know, it's like if, you know, I've come across, not on purpose, but I've come across a few things that's like, better not be real. It's like that, what movie, what, 8mm? Boy, that movie made me uncomfortable.
I didn't see
that.
Well, I mean, you know, people got to get off somehow. It's better they get off that way than, you know, acting on it.
I don't imagine anybody gets off to Nick Cage.
Oh, there are people, and those people are sick.
And I think that is actually an important point that you mentioned. As long as it's in the fantasy realm, everything's okay.
Yeah.
People start acting out in society when they decide that the things in their head are sick and wrong, and they start repressing them, and they start doing, you know, going through these twisted internal macerations, and then the next thing you know, other people aren't safe. So what's going on in your head is okay. Just keep it in your head.
Yeah.
You know, if it doesn't involve full and appropriate consent from other parties involved, keep it in your head.
I would not say keep it in your head. Talk to somebody.
The line.
Maybe a psychiatrist or your close personal friends.
Yeah.
Don't bottle it up. Don't enact on it, I think is what Tanya's saying. Don't enact on things that are clearly wrong.
And there are plenty of communities on the internet that will happily discuss whatever fetish you're into, even, you know, Barney in bondage, you know, that sort of stuff. So the going back to the, that, I love
you. Oh, yeah. No. The difference is, and then it was actually a conversation had happened. A woman had just got out of a sane asylum, and she was babysitting. And she comes up to the father and says, and this is something that actually happened, said, I don't think I'm safe around your children. And he said, well, why? And she goes, well, you know, I thought about hurting them. You know, they made me really angry and, you know, and I thought about hurting them. And he goes, oh, hi, that's perfectly fine. I think, you know, I think about her, you know, I want to hurt them all the time. But the difference is that you don't actually do it.
Yes.
And nobody had pointed out to her. Nobody pointed out to her that yes, we all have these thoughts of, oh my God, this kid is driving mad. I want to throttle them. But you don't actually do that.
Yeah.
It was actually one of my favorite Scrubs episode where they talked about post-traumatic stress, or not post-traumatic stress, but postpartum depression. And she was saying, hell, when I first got the baby home, I wanted to throw it out a window. Like, that was my number one fantasy. Just throw it out the window.
Yep.
As long as you're really thinking.
No, you're not supposed to throw the baby out with the bathwater, Tanya.
Oh, don't.
Sorry.
They do give you a list when you bring it back from the hospital of things not to do. Like, don't put it in the microwave. Does not wash in the washing machine. Unless you put it on Gentle Cycle.
It has to be the Gentle Cycle and the short one. Yeah. Baby's in the washer. Baby's in the washer. But you'll want to put it in a washer. I think actually as a society, we would be much more healthy if we told people that the things in your head don't necessarily define you, that we all have bizarre fantasies and we all have stray thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the impulse to act on those thoughts that is a problem. That's why we're all repressed and screwed up.
We just all need to be a little more open.
Love that.
A little bit more open. Except
well,
when
I'm finding
public,
a safe and comfortable environment.
Right.
Like some of the conventions that I go to, none of the people are going to go into their workplace doing this. I actually LARP, and you don't talk about or do LARP in a public park.
The first rule about LARPing is you do not talk about LARPing.
Yes. And
well,
you don't, Fine, have I crossed the line? I've gone too far.
Yeah, you LARPing. Talked about LARPing.
No. I love LARPing. Forget it. I love LARPers.
You just don't do it in public. You know, somebody's backyard or you just... Yeah. And that's true for so many things.
That's what porn is.
Perfectly fine. Just...
Yeah.
Just keep it to the convention and keep it to, you know, you don't want to go out and try to convert people publicly. No.
Right.
At supermarkets.
And you know what? Sexuality really isn't something we can convert people. Could we get that through to people? And, you know, safe places are good. And and there are conventions that are, PenguinCon is an amazingly safe place. I've never had a crowd, you know, quite as open to whatever.
I went to that show. Yeah, it was awesome.
It was very awesome, and I dig that. So,
PenguinCon is like nerd spring break to me, like in all the best ways.
Yes.
They had the best beer. They had the traveling pirate party that was a big, what was it, bar that they pushed along with them?
Yep.
Down the hall?
Yeah, yeah.
Last year they were Romans. They were Romans last year.
Ah.
They had wine.
Same idea. Same group, though. They did the same.
Same group.
Same thing, only with a Roman motif. Can't wait what they come up with this time. Maybe it'd be like, I don't know, Starfleet and a photon torpedo casing they'll be pushing down the hall. I mean, who knows?
Playing bagpipes.
It is a good comment about sexuality that can't be converted or something.
Right.
And I think that too many people are trying to decide what they are and then label what they are. And there are so many labels of what kind of sexuality there is. Whereas it's more, I mean, I think it's more of a spectrum. I mean, you can be straight with gay tendencies and party gay tendencies.
But people tend to think black and white is the reason.
Right.
It's just, you know, you can just look at, like, the public, you know, the national discourse, and you can just tell that people just sort of think in black and white.
Right.
And people need to just start realizing it isn't black and white. Yeah. It's many shades of gray. Yeah.
People need look up the Kinsey scale.
And I run across that a lot. You know, amongst, like, you know, the knowledgeable crowds, I identify as pansexual. Your gender bits don't bother me. I don't care what they are. It doesn't make any difference or in what stage of the process you're comfortable with them. That's not my answer. However, I can't walk out the door, you know, or somebody comes to the door with a survey and says, you know, what's your orientation? If I say pansexual, they stare at me funny. They have no clue what I'm talking about. And I just go, I'm bi.
Oh, I
love it. But everybody needs this little box. We need it to be tight. We need it to be perfect. We need it to be easily labeled and easily categorized. And it is ridiculous because biology doesn't work like that.
Right.
Yeah.
And even in the fetish and the porn stuff of the filthy figments of, you know, you're not a man if you want to get tied up. You know, you're not a true feminist if you want to be a sub. So exploring some of these different genres in filthy figments and in some of the erotica that we create and that we look at and we promote.
And yeah. I love
I very much really enjoy, as I mentioned earlier, like the gender identity sort of stuff. And I've had a couple of girlfriends that were really into... Well, I had one girl that I was with that was really into the Kinsey scale and that sort of identification. So that was like my...
Jesus.
Well, you know, that's the whole... You know, it's... Well, that's more like out of five or six, but, you know, it's very gradient, and there's bits and pieces of this and that. There's no cut and dry gender identity, sexual identity. It's all fascinating to me.
One of the things that is often missed over, you know, passed over with the Kinsey scale is that it was intended to be taken every 3 years because you change. You don't stay in one spot your entire life on the Kinsey scale.
Yeah. 3 years is too long.
For some, every other day. 12 hours.
Today I'm really into cock. Who knows tomorrow?
What will tomorrow bring?
And I enjoy that about human sexuality, but it's very difficult to get people to embrace that. I think it scares the hell out of them because somewhere in their minds they might be gay.
The same is true for the porn. I mean, I like to, you wear a pretty dress and I like to dress up nice, and then I go out and I spend, you know, a couple hours working at the comic shop, and then I'm done with wearing the dress. And I'm like, all right, I need combat boots and army fatigues, and I need to start. And the same is true for the porn. Sometimes you're like, you know what, today we need bondage and tomorrow cuddling.
Yeah.
And it's frustrating when you're like, oh, you're a feminist, you shouldn't do this, or, oh, you know, cuddling, you know, that's all of your porn is just going to be sweet and tender. And like, no, there's going to be the hardcore banging and then the cuddling.
Speaking of which, because we do have the creator, I suppose it is the creator in the chat room, the tentacle the tentacle story was a date with a tentacle monster is very relevant to this current conversation. I was very surprised by that story. I did like it. I thought it was pretty cute. But we are at the end of our time today. In fact, we're over it, but it's all really good content.
Yay!
Hooray! So I do want to thank everybody for on the show, and I will do this rundown here. Gina of Red String, thank you very much for coming on the show and talking to with us about Filthy Figments.
Oh, thanks for having me again. It was lots of fun.
Absolutely. Jenny of the Devil's Panties, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Megan Rose Gedris, the whole works there. Thanks of Meaty Yogurt. Thanks for coming back.
It was great talking to you again, and I can't wait to see you guys at PenguinCon.
Absolutely.
I was just going to ask if you're coming, and we need to do that.
Oh, of course. I never, ever, ever miss it. Ever.
Excellent. Brilliant.
We need to do the LGBT panel. I think that would be
we cool. are. It's happening.
Yes. Megan, I have to say that I wear your t-shirt to the gym, the t-shirt of I'm only pretending to be gay for the social benefits, because at one point in time I was actually getting a domestic partnership through my medical insurance. And so I really was pretending to be gay for the social benefits.
There are actually a few social benefits. It's kind of funny.
I had to geek out a little bit.
I'm glad you like the shirt.
All right. Kitty Hawk of Sparking Generation Valkyrie Yuki, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed my first time.
Excellent. And, of course, Nikki, sorry for bringing you in late, of Maps and Legends, thanks for coming on the show.
It's good to be back. Sorry for the technical problems.
It's quite all right. And remember, everyone can check out filthyfigments.com for, well, what we were talking about today. I've been Fess of TooManyThingsToList.com.
This is Tanya of Don't Bother, It's Still Broken.
And this is Mark of AutumnLake.com.
Who tickles my audio fetish? Rawr.
Tune in for more at webcomicbeacon.com.
Gina?
Yes?
All right. Just
okay.
Project.
Project. I will try. It's very hard. I try.
That's
ask Jen. I do much better than I used to. I used to whisper.
And she just make these little tittering noises. Very Japanese. Oh, I don't know.
Excuse me.
Yay! First point for me for breaking the boys.